Welcome to Filter, my favorite coffee house in the whole world. Goodness knows what the music that's playing in the background is called, but I'm reading Mary Oliver, that extraordinary poet, and this is from her prose, and I just have such a strong urge to read it to you. So here goes. What some might call the restrictions of the daily office, they find to be an opportunity to foster the inner life. The hours are appointed and named. Life's fretfulness is transcended. The different and the novel are sweet, but regularity and repetition are also teachers. This is the bit that really got to me. And if you have no ceremony, no habits, which may be opulent or may be simple, but are exact and rigorous and familiar, how can you reach towards the actuality of faith or even a moral life, except vaguely? The patterns of our lives reveal us. Our habits measure us. Our battles with our habits speak of dreams yet to become real. I just thought you might like to hear that.